That's the message I've been bringing for 19 years since we started Save America Ministries. Isn't it time, maybe, just maybe, we decide to agree with God's viewpoint and repent? Get a copy of the book, $18 for your gift of just $15 to Save America Ministries. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night. Like us on Facebook. Help us get the message out every way you possibly can and send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. I'd like to say God bless these United States of America.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for this next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll be glad to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to, but I've been simply thinking this evening about what happened on September 11, 2001, and how it is that the American people honestly believe that those buildings came down because they were hit by an airplane. Buildings don't come down because they're hit by an airplane. Buildings, steel-reinforced buildings with 47 major supports, heavy steel supports, don't simply collapse because they have a fire in the building. They come down by demolition, and those buildings were brought down by demolition. Go to my website. We have actually pictures there of the Twin Towers coming down. We have pictures of the Building 7 coming down. We've got all sorts of DVDs that have that. You can find this on the Internet. But watch the Twin Towers come down. See those massive clouds of dust. Why, if the buildings were collapsing, would you have the massive, clouds of dust? And, of course, sometimes in some of the pictures you can actually see of pieces of steel being blown of 50, 100 feet to the side. Why, if the building was simply coming down by force of gravity, would pieces of steel be ejected 50 to 70 feet away? And then, of course, certainly, if you watch the top of the buildings, they simply vaporize. They simply vaporize, and then the building comes down, and it simply vaporizes as it goes. Over 100 bodies, pardon me, almost 1,000 bodies were vaporized, and there's no evidence at all. They never found any part of them. How do you vaporize bodies where they collapse? And how do you get those buildings to fall vertically down, not tilting to one side or the other, not simply falling over? Why did they simply fall in that matter at the speed of gravity? And that was obviously a controlled demolition. A lot of people don't want to believe that, and I will have to admit, I didn't want to believe it initially. Really, it took watching Building 7 come down a dozen times and seeing how the center of the roof of that building collapsed. And that's how you take down a building of that sort. You actually, with a flat roof, you take out the central supports of the building so the center of the roof collapses. And then, of course, the walls fall in. They don't fall out. And then, of course, you destroy the base of the building. And that's what happened. It came down entirely different than the Twin Towers. They came down one floor at a time. It was the base of Building 7 gave way, and that building fell. A typical controlled demolition. That is what over 1,600 architects and engineers have attested to. These are people trained in construction, and they've signed a petition saying that we need a new investigation, that they don't believe the official story that's been told, and you shouldn't either. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, because you see, ladies and gentlemen, if those buildings were controlled demolition, then the murderers of almost 3,000 people are on the loose. And, of course, this was used as a justification to take us into the war in Afghanistan, as a justification to take us into the war with Iraq, where probably close to 1 million people died, and as a justification for expanding the power of government over our lives as we move into a dictatorship. And six of the original 19 hijackers are alive and well over the Middle East. Look it up on the Internet. You'll find that's true.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. We have Israel calling from Cadillac, Michigan, and he was just saying how our government is working against us. And I said, hey, Israel, you don't understand. This is not our government. Our government has been taken over by evil and wicked people. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. It is the invisible government that's doing all the terrible things. Of course, Israel recognizes the spiritual problems behind what's going on, that we have to be in a good relationship with God, and I totally agree with that. He feels we ought to be concerned about looking after others, and I believe that as well. But I think we're going to have increasing problems in America as our economy begins to degenerate, as they continue lowering our living standards and impoverishing our people. But taking care of people is going to have to be a function, first of all, of individuals, of the family, and then of the local community and of the church, but never leave that power to the federal government, because they will always always abuse it. Okay, Israel, anything else you want to say before we let you go? And once again, let's get our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And I'm simply pointing out that the people who murdered the people on September 11th are still loose. People are afraid. The people who know what's going on are afraid to speak out. For instance, our friend Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire from New York who tried to get the truth out, they threatened his life. Last thing we heard, he was living in hiding in Europe because they threatened to kill him. Why? He was trying to get the truth out. And how many people they have killed, we have no idea. But we do know that 6 of the 19 hijackers who died that day, 6 of the 19 hijackers who died on September 11th are living and well over in the Near East, in the Middle East. Go up and Google that in, certainly on your search engine. You'll find it's true. Now, maybe if you can explain to me how 6 of the people who died that day, of the 19 people who died, now 6 of those people are alive and well. I'll agree with the government story. If you can explain to me how that happened, I will agree that the government is telling the truth. Israel, or I should say the invisible government that controls our media, is telling the truth. Israel, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, we as a people, we have a right to take care of our own business. And so we need to do that. We got to focus. This is the time where the people need to focus together, and we've learned that we can't do it through this government and that kind of thing. We have to, as a people, make a statement. We got to do that the right way, not by picketing and screaming and yelling in the streets or getting violent and angry about the issues. We have to make a decision that we're going to pick out something, and you know, it doesn't take a lot. $10 a piece for everybody working is not a lot of money once a week.
Okay, Israel, what we need to do is get back to our Constitution. Our form of government is the finest form of government in the world, but they don't teach it in school. They don't teach it in law school. Certainly most of our politicians don't even understand the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold. And our job is, of course, to let people understand the Constitution, understand the miracle of America, and that God gave us this country. And the reason we're in trouble is we've abandoned God's plan for America. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Jay, who's calling us from Soquel, California. Hi, Jay. How are we doing?
That's fine, sir. I'd like to say that, like, everything all comes down to God. You go back to, like, Ezekiel, and he said, it says to watch on the tower. We're going to tell people that the storm is coming, and if they listen, that's fine. If they don't, then that's up to them. It's up to us to, like, you know, tell people that it's all coming. See? You know? And every civilization from everywhere in the world has come to an end. So why can't our civilization come to an end? You understand? And it's all like that. It's like we have to get into God. Not about these people. You know, the last call, he was talking about, I don't know. But it's all about getting back into God and through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, I think I agree with you, but of course we have to be involved in trying to maintain this country that God gave us. And of course, the trouble is that most Christians are totally, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Most of them believe they're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. God is in charge of everything, so we don't have to do anything. We can just live the good life. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we have an obligation to be involved. God allows things to happen. And when good people don't do what's right, then bad things happen. He is giving us free will, and we've misused that free will, and I believe we have to be involved. And I defy anybody to go to the scriptures and find out where in the scriptures it says we're going to be raptured out of America before it is destroyed. The rapture may come a year or 5 years or 10 years or 15 or 20 years after America has been destroyed. Our job is to occupy until he comes, and to remember that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and the Spirit of the Lord has abandoned America because the Christian church has abandoned him. And we never even talk today about fear of the Lord. All we talk about is God is love, God is love, and God is love. But he's also a God of judgment. He's a God of vengeance, because if God is only love, it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And there is nothing to oppose evil. Jay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, no, sir. I totally concur with everything you're saying. But like I said, we're watching on the tower. We have to tell people, like exactly what you're saying. I was saying, like, you know, a microcosm, proclaim the righteousness of Christ and God, and just live. You know, it's through the Bible. I feel just read the Bible, and you will find out the Word of God and have the heart of God. And praise God for you, Dr. Stan, and bless you. Thank you very much.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling, Jay. Okay, that was Jay from SoCal. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I had started talking about what happened on September 11th. And well, basically the reason, of course, that my attention is drawn to this is somebody had sent us a new motion picture, full-length motion picture on DVD, the story of certainly the government conspiracy to bring down the Twin Towers and bring down Building 7 so we could have a justification for getting America into a war. The American people didn't want to go to war with Afghanistan or with Iraq, but of course we wanted to control the oil that was over there. But more than that, they wanted a war. And of course, when you have a war, then you can justify having more power over the American people. And they're not going to be worried that you're destroying this country within financially. They're not worried because of our massive government spending. They're not worried because 43 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. People simply want the government to protect us, without realizing that it was the invisible government that created this tragic situation that happened on that morning. And basically, if you get up on the internet, because we have all sorts of books and DVDs that cover this, but you realize on that very morning of the attack, there were actually about 15 military exercises, and at least five of them involved hijacking American Airlines and crashing them into buildings. Now, how were they able to coordinate that? How did the terrorists know that was going to happen this morning? So that all of our facilities, both our airlines and the division of government that controls the direction, the landing facilities of our airlines, that actually coordinates airline flights, they would be so confused, they would have no idea what was going on. The Federal Aviation Administration was totally confused because there were all of these simulated hijackings that morning. Do you honestly believe that was simply an accident? Of course it wasn't an accident. This was done so that NORAD and everyone else, the FAA, would all be confused, and so they would not know what to do. And then there was a no-stand-down order that morning, and suddenly we actually had Leo Chavez, former Sergeant Leo Chavez, who'd been at CENTCOM headquarters that morning. We have him in on one of our four tape sets on 9/11. And he said there was a stand-down order that morning so that no fighter was to be allowed to intercept a hijacked airliner. Always before that, of course, that was up to who was ever in charge that day. But now, of course, it was all changed. The only way you could get a plane into the air to intercept the hijacked planes was Donald Rumsfeld had to give the order, and Donald Rumsfeld just wasn't available. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you must understand that Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and a number of the key people in government were all part of a group called the Project for the New American Century. You can go up on the internet and get their material, including a treatise they put out in the year 2000 called Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they talk about how they're not going to be able to accomplish their goal of bringing about this world government under our control unless there is a catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor. And that's their exact terminology, and you can actually get that information. You get it off the internet, or I suggest you get my talk, Iraq, the Untold Story, Iraq, the Untold Story, and get the syllabus that goes with it, and there you'll find the Project for the New Americans publication, Rebuilding Americans' Defenses, where they tell you the only way we're going to be able to get the American people into a massive war is another event like a new Pearl Harbor. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But think of all those people who died. One of the ladies on the flight that hit the Pentagon was Barbara Olson. We talked to her a number of times. And I don't believe that anybody was on that plane that morning.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We were just talking briefly about certainly what happened on September 11th. The fact that certainly we had had a gentleman, Sergeant Leo Chavez, who'd come onto our program, and you could hear my interview with him. It's in our the tape set on 911 update. And basically, Sergeant Chavez claims that he was in the CENTCOM headquarters in Florida on the morning of September 11th, and that there was a stand-down order that morning. He talked about all these other exercises that morning, simulated hijackers hijacking American planes and crashing them into buildings. But he said also that there was a stand-down order that it issued by Donald Rumsfeld, and basically that was Secretary of Defense. And a stand-down order said that no plane could intercept, no fighter could intercept a hijacked airplane without instructions from Donald Rumsfeld. And, well, Leo Chavez disappeared after he was on my program. Now we have the tape, but Leo Chavez has disappeared. There was quite a few articles up there on the internet about him. He was viciously attacked. We tried repeatedly to reach him after he was on the program, and he just would not answer his phone, and then he disappeared. I don't know what happened to Leo Chavez, but I do know that when you tell the truth about what happened that morning, and certainly you point to the fact that there was a conspiracy at the upper echelons of the invisible government to actually kill those American people. And among the people who were killed that morning was Barbara Olson. Well, maybe she didn't die. Maybe she's in a prison someplace in the world, like what they did with, of course, with Congressman Larry McDonald. They took him and put him in a prison, and, well, he may very well have died there, but certainly our friend Bob Fletcher had talked to a man who was in the cell next to Congressman Larry McDonald in the early 1990s. And remember, his plane went down, I think it was 1983. But this is the sort of thing they do. They're unconcerned about human life, or maybe they killed all the people on those planes. But I will tell you one thing, and that nothing we've been told about what happened that morning is accurate. We also have somebody had called in and wanted to know whether certainly the Ron Paul movement should try to retake control of the Republican Party or start a third party, and we'll get to that, but we have several callers right now. We have Michael calling from Fenton, Michigan, so let's go to Michael. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Hi, Michael, how are we doing?
We're doing great, Dr. Stan. We're having a party, all right? We're having this government party on our money, and we're not getting to do anything with it. And we need to learn how to teach these guys to say, We need to learn how to say no and to teach them that we mean no when we say no. We have to get control of this. We can't wait any longer. It's going too far.
Well, how would you suggest we get hold of this? I mean, basically, these people have the police, they have the military. I mean, certainly if you don't pay your taxes, they'll put you in prison. Basically, they control the media. So the average individual has no idea what's going on. And certainly the churches are not speaking out on this. And if you are a minister and you have the courage to speak out, they will plant somebody in your church and get rid of you. This is how the system works. They don't want ministers who are going to really tell the truth. As long as you simply talk about the scriptures, that's all right. But don't ever point out how they apply to what's going on today. But Michael, what would you suggest we do at this point? How are we going to awaken the American people to the fact of what's really going on and the fact we have an invisible government that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government? These people are traitors. They belong to secret satanic organizations. Most of them don't know they're satanic. Most of them don't understand the Luciferian foundation behind the movement towards globalism they support, but it's very real. What should we be doing at this time?
We should come up with like a three-point plan to just come to an agreement as a people of a three-point plan, sidestep these guys, start taking care of our own business because we know they're never going to do it, and so we just got to do it. We just got to start taking care of our own business. We got to tell them no, and then they'll get the idea that we're not listening to them. We have to stop listening to them.
All
they
right,
don't control us. Look, it's a privilege to be the government of this people here. They've lost their privilege to do what it is that they're supposed to be doing. Let's get rid of them.
Okay, fine, Michael. I appreciate that, but help us get the information out. Get people listening to our program. Get them educated. Get them to read our material and listen to our friends as well. God bless you, and thanks so much for calling.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line on Wednesday, and we have Jerry calling from Medical Lake up there in the state of Washington. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Jerry calling from Medical Lake. But if you're out there, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, give us a call. Hi, Jerry. How are we doing?
Surviving.
Okay, fine.
It was 3 months ago.
Okay, what would you like to talk about?
I have an offer to make to your listeners, and hopefully it will benefit Radio Liberty a great deal, too, if you'll let me explain it all.
All right, go ahead. If it doesn't take too long, go ahead.
It won't. I have DVDs I'm going to give away. I don't want to throw them away. And if people would help me cover the expenses of postage and production, I was given at least 7 DVDs and a couple of CDs for $10 for my car. There's a couple of minor stipulations that I do request. They remember Radio Liberty because the advertising costs money. And if I were to charge more for them, I could give it to Radio Liberty, but I'm giving it to them at less than my cost in some cases.
All right, fine. Well, Jerry, do you want to go ahead and get your telephone number out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Okay, I'll give my address, too.
All right, go ahead.
Post Office Box, it's Jerry Jefferson, J-E-R-R-Y, J-E-P-P-E-S-E-N, and Post Office Box, 800, Medical Lake, Washington, 99022.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. And one more time, your address, and we'll let you go.
Okay, it's Jerry Jefferson, Post Office Box 800, Medical Lake, Washington, 99022. I hope I have a good response, and I hope people support Radio Liberty.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you so very much, Jerry. Let's go to John, who's calling us from Spokane. It's open lines. You can talk about whatever you'd like to. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we've got John calling us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I got two questions for you. The first question is, if you were a Jew in Germany in 1939, what would you do?
All right. Well, if I was a Jew in Germany in 1939 and I really knew what was going to happen, I certainly would have gotten out. I would have. But, of course, the trouble is, and most people don't understand, is that suddenly they had signed an agreement. The labor Zionists had signed an agreement with people here in the United States and people in England and many other countries not to allow the Jews to come to their country. The only place that the Jews could go was to Israel, and, of course, that's one reason they were certainly backing and financing Adolf Hitler to drive the Jews out of Europe and to get them into Israel. They wanted to create a nation there. And, of course, I believe there are powerful spiritual forces behind that. Not God's work, not God's plan. These people, labor Zionists, do not worship the God of Israel. They worship a different God, and I believe they're demonic. But I probably, if I'd been a Jew in 1939, I would have tried to get out and get away from what was coming down the line, because it should have been very obvious that there was a tremendous anti-Jewish bias there, just as today there's a tremendous anti-Christian bias here in the United States. The difficulty is, of course, we have no place to go. At least the Jews had an opportunity to get out, and many of them went, if not to Israel, to other countries throughout the world. And unfortunately, most of them didn't leave, and we know what happened. Anything else, John?
Second question. What have you heard from Lindsay Williams recently?
Well, basically, Lindsay sent me an email. He says he has some new information. And we will have Lindsay on sometime, hopefully next week, and bring us up to date on information he's getting from his friend. I actually talked to his friend many years ago. I wanted to verify the identity of Ken Fromm, and so I called this gentleman probably, maybe 8 to 10 years ago, when he was still working for Atlantic Richfield, or maybe at that time I've forgotten who'd bought them out. But anyway, he's a very real individual. I don't think he's as high in the hierarchy of the Brotherhood of Darkness as Ken Fromm was, but he's got a lot of interesting information, and apparently his wife is a Christian. So Lindsay has some good information, and you will know next week as soon as I do, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or a comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let's go to Eric, who's calling here from Michigan, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the question is, was raised, should the Ron Paul people try to take over the Republican Party, or should they try to create a third party? And personally, I don't think that you can take over the Republican Party. I think it's a power structure. Unfortunately, if you try to create a third party, why the enemy, these members of the Brotherhood of Darkness, will essentially infiltrate your group with people who sound like such great patriots and believe in America and are willing to put time and effort and money into the program, and then infiltrate and destroy you. And they do this, I've seen this pattern time after time after time. Do I think that the Ron Paul people ought to try to form a third party? Yes, I do, but you need to have a dynamic leadership that you can trust and is not supplied for you by the other side. And let me explain to you, ladies and gentlemen, that these people on the other side are very, very clever. And I've seen most of the conservative organizations in the United States, most of the liberal organizations, most of the religious and Christian organizations and schools actually infiltrated by the people from the dark side and ultimately neutralized. Why do you think they've changed, and how do you think they were able to change the music and the message of the Christian church in America? How were they able to suddenly change the thrust and the music of the Catholic Church today? Well, the Catholic Church in its hierarchy is infiltrated with homosexuals and pedophiles and others, certainly, who tolerate homosexual and pedophilia. How do you think they got their people into key positions in the Catholic Church? And those of you who have never heard the interview we have with Malachi Martin, is not one I did. My friend John Leffler did it, but it's well worthwhile listening to. It's in a 4-CD set we have called The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And in this tape or CD, I'm not sure which it is, why Malachi, who was a Jesuit priest and a confidant of Pope John Paul VI, as I remember, John the 23rd, and Sidney, but Malachi tells about how Sidney, John Paul I, only lasted 33 days. And then he died, and most people think he was poisoned or killed. 33 is a very significant number because, of course, it's the number of the degrees of the Masonic hierarchy, and suddenly you get to be a 33rd degree Mason, you have entered into the Luciferian level. Well, Pope John Paul I lasted 33 days and died, and then they were, of course, going to get a new pope. And according to Malachi, they had their convention, the cardinals all got together, and they had their discussions, and they voted, and one of the cardinals, a very reputable, fine, God-fearing man, was selected. He was on his way to the podium to actually accept the nomination to become the new pope. And on the way to the stage, somebody handed him a little slip of paper and said, "You better read this right away." And it simply said, "If you accept the papacy, you and your entire family will be killed." Well, needless to say, of course, he did not accept the papacy, and of course, that was when John Paul II, the man who was certainly the pope for such a long period of time, took power, and he immediately preceded Benedict, who is the current pope of the Catholic Church. And I believe that John Paul II was there because he was the one the Brotherhood wanted in that position, and he dramatically changed the thrust of the Catholic Church. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But let's go to Tim calling from Illinois. Tim, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I wanted to recommend a book. The book is called, The Lost Bank. It's regarding, it mentions a bank, the Long Beach Mortgage, a bank there in Long Beach, but it's regarding the subprime lender scams of the 90s when all this kind of started. You had something called Community Reinvestment Act, and just I wanted to take your opinion on that.
I really haven't read the book, but I will tell you, I think this whole financial crisis has been manipulated. I think it's been created intentionally. I do believe there is a master plan. And I believe, of course, this whole financial breakdown affecting not only the housing market, but our industries and our producers. And I believe this is all coming to a climax fairly soon. I'm talking sometime within the next year, probably much sooner than that. And of course, it's going to result in certainly the destruction of our monetary system and the impoverishment of our people. Now, Joel Skousen thinks this is going to be a much slower process. He thinks it's going to happen, but it'll take a much longer time. My gut feeling, and of course I have no inside information, I'm just basing this upon 50 years of study, it looks to me as if something big is coming fairly soon, and we just tell people, get prepared for the collapse of our financial system, and if it doesn't occur, why, you're in good shape. If it does occur, at least you'll be prepared. But if you are prepared and it doesn't happen, you haven't lost anything. If it does occur and you're not prepared, you could lose everything. So, but I really do believe, of course, that this whole housing scam was just that. I mean, you do not actually allow banks to sell people a home with 5% down, 0% down. I had one friend of mine who bought a home, and they gave him $25,000 for buying the home. A lot of the people they lent money to didn't have jobs. They didn't have any savings. They were certainly not valid risks. Why would you do that? I think they wanted to bring the system down. They knew exactly what they were doing. Go right ahead, Tim.
Well, that the banks make more money off of risky mortgages than they do off of conventional 30-year loans. And boy,
but you see, they shouldn't be allowed to do that. That's not sound banking. You never make a risky loan. And the fact that that was the policy meant that they intended to bring the system down. Once again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Tim, don't for 1 minute think that these people who were supposed to be supervising the system, who were supposed to be supervising the banks, who are running the banks, don't think for 1 minute that the people at the very top didn't know exactly what was going to happen, and they intentionally wanted to bring down the financial system. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to say one other quick thing here, Dr. Stan, regarding the health care here. I mean, the Obamacare, it will prevent you from using your own money to save your life.
Well, increasingly what's going to happen is that people are going to go overseas for medical care. They're going to destroy the medical system here. They know exactly what they're doing. More and more doctors are dropping out of the system. Fewer and fewer people are going to medical school. More and more of our doctors are coming from overseas. And very soon it'll be like it is in Great Britain. When you go to see the doctor, you can't communicate with him unless you can speak Pakistani. But go right ahead, Tim.
Well, I mean, there is a panel, 18 people, bureaucrats, the death panel, and it's headed by Queen Catherine Sebelius. She was former governor of Kansas, involved with George Tiller, late-term abortionist. So there are a bunch of pagans down there in Washington, basically, Dr. Stan. And I just appreciate your time.
Well, I think that, Tim, what we have to understand is that when the government pays for your health care, the government determines the quality of health care you've got. And since the government doesn't have enough money to pay for this, especially right now when Medicare is losing money, there's not enough money coming in to actually cover what goes out, so they're having to borrow money every single month to make their Medicare payments. And we have another 79 million Americans who are going to retire during the next 19 years, and they're all going to be eligible for Medicare, and the system's going to go bankrupt. So they're going to have to ration access to health care. They're going to have to limit access to health care, and they're going to have to kill off the elderly. That is why they said they're going to restrict what the treatments that the elderly can get. And we don't know what the point the cutoff is going to be. Is it going to be at 90 years of age? Is it going to be at 80 years of age? Is it going to be at 60 years of age? We don't know, and that'll be determined by how much money they have. And if you are willing to let the government can pay for your health care, then you get exactly what you deserve. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I think this Medicare bill, the Obamacare bill, is a disaster. I think it is a genocidal program. And where is the outcry from the people? Well, it's not going to start for a few years. So they're not going to be concerned now. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be concerned because the things they're doing now in the way of mandating influenza shots for the elderly, an awful lot of the elderly die from those influenza shots. In fact, that's how they get their influenza, is from the shots and from the contents of those. The mercury in those, majority of the influenza shots have mercury, which destroys the minds of the elderly. Go right ahead, Tim. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, on Obamacare, once again here, if the cost is too high, you die. Pretty simple.
I think you're absolutely right. And the trouble is, God bless you. Thanks so much. I think the average person finds it very difficult to believe that they would actually let people die in America. Ladies and gentlemen, they killed the 3,000 people in the Twin Towers. They left our boys to die there at Pearl Harbor. We've killed over 1 million people in Iraq because they had faulty intelligence.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States?
From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And certainly, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of stations all across America, we would welcome your involvement. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Some people may want to advertise a product with us. Some people may want to get our four best tapes of the month, or CDs of the month, or our newsletter. Whatever you'd like, why, let us know. But, of course, we need your help to maintain, as long as we can, the network of stations all across America. And through the miracle of Internet and other electronic devices, we are reaching people across the world, and we have our shortwave program in the afternoon. So we just hope, of course, you'll join the Radio Liberty family, and then you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get our new talk on the population control, the covert agenda, because there really is an organized effort to kill off people all throughout the world today. They are poisoning the water. And they're doing that with water fluoridation. They're doing that with their chemtrails, where they're spraying sulfur and aluminum and boron and aluminum hydroxide suddenly up into the atmosphere. And that aluminum is dropping out, getting onto the soil. It's getting into the water. It's getting into the fish. So they're poisoning the air and they're poisoning the water. And then secondarily, they're poisoning our food and certainly the genetically modified foods. You feed those to animals for three generations, they become infertile. They feed the genetically modified food to animals for three generations, they become infertile. Monsanto knows exactly what they're doing. That is why they and certainly Bill Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation and a few others have put together the Doomsday Seed Bank. It's 800 miles from the North Pole. It's under armed guard. And here they have frozen, so they will last for years, samples of heirloom seeds of all the different fruits and vegetables so that they can be able, of course, to have these products when they start in all over again. And I really do believe that they intend to destroy contemporary civilization. These people have a different worldview, and they say, well, how do they know that they're not going to be destroyed? And I don't think they're concerned about that. They're much more concerned with destroying humanity. And if you haven't read my treatise on the population control agenda, you can get it off the Internet. You can give us a call. If you get anything from us, ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda, and we'll send it to you. It's a monograph I wrote a decade ago, and even though Sydney is a little outdated, why, the information is all there. The information you need to understand how they're poisoning us and how they're poisoning our children. Sydney, we have, of course, an excellent DVD. It's my story of vaccination. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And we recommend that DVD to you, The Specter Haunting America. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they really are, Sydney, poisoning the vaccines they're giving to our children, and they're destroying their lives. You realize that 1 in 9 American children has asthma. Do you realize that 1 in 11 to 12 children has severe allergies? Many of them have autoimmune disease. 1 in every 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality. 1 in 66 boys has autism. And we never saw this before we started using the vaccines. And they make all the sorts of excuses for it because they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. So the DVD is The Specter Haunting America. And then, of course, we have our DVD on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, our DVD on aspartame with Betty Martini. Sydney, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our October 21st conference, all-day conference here in the Central Coast of California. And then we ask you to pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, it's going to be the views of Deborah Tavares, and we're going to be talking certainly about smart meters and about the other things that they're really doing to destroy the health of the American people. And it's not that these people don't know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing, and this is the great tragedy. What people find it so difficult to believe is there could be actually a program today designed to destroy the health of the adults and the children of this country. One of those programs certainly is the smart meter program, because, of course, you are constantly being barraged by the excessive amounts of radio energy and electromagnetic energy. These people know exactly what they're doing. Now, some people are very, very sensitive to the electrical discharges. Other people aren't even aware of the effect it's having. But it is having an effect on your body and on the tissue, a function of your tissues, the electrical circuitry in your body, which is, I mean, your heart is runs on electrical circuitry, your muscles run on electrical circuitry, your brain and your nervous system runs on electrical circuitry, and you're beaming tremendous amounts of electromagnetic energy into the bodies, but that's simply one of so many things. Certainly they're poisoning our water with the fluoride and with the aluminum. They're poisoning the air with their spraying of aluminum. They're poisoning the food with genetically modified food, and the prepared foods with aspartame and MSG and fluoride and a myriad of poisons in them. They're poisoning our children with vaccines. They know exactly what they're doing, but the last thing they want is for the American people to know. And with that as the background, Deborah, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
You go right ahead and just tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how it was that you got involved in this battle.
Well, yes. My name is Deborah Tavares, of course, and I initially became steeped in the smart meters, realizing that there were dangerous levels of radiation. And as a property owner, we were not able to take them off of properties we built and keep our tenants safe. And when we discovered that we weren't able to truly own our properties, and that actually down the road we could be liable for people getting sick because there's no insurance for property owners to protect them from these meters, we launched into a major campaign against smart meters. We're running a website called RefuseSmartMeters.com, also SmartMetersMurder.com, and we have many, many critically important postings on those sites that talk about the global power brokers, or as we now refer to them, the International Criminal Racketeering Organization.
Deborah, would you just back away from the telephone there just a little bit?
Oh,
apparently
fine.
We're getting some feedback on that, and just what you're saying is so vitally important. Go right ahead.
Yes. What we're finding is that we got started with smart meters, and then we've launched into a myriad of unthinkable agendas, schemes, and plans that as a hardworking family, we would never have imagined existed in the United States. And we even went back to Washington, D.C., to the Records Department to confirm some of the horrific agendas that we were hearing were in play.
Well, I think that Deborah has found out what I've been studying for 50 years, and really it comes as such a shock to realize there really are people who are poisoning the water and poisoning the air and poisoning the children, but few people care, and there's a need. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares right here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, our guest is Deborah Tavares. We're just going to the background of how she became aware of what's really going on, because she really became aware of basically the idea of installing the smart meters. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not something in your area having to do with your utility company. This is a worldwide program, and it isn't simply a smart meter to read your energy consumption. It is an effort to control your energy consumption, to alter the way you utilize electricity, and ultimately to drive up the cost to the point where you'll be willing, of course, to lower your living standards. And basically, of course, that certainly the smart meters go along with smart appliances. All of your appliances are going to have RFID chips, and of course those chips are going to communicate with your smart meter. Your smart meter is going to communicate with the smart grid, and the smart grid is going to, of course, allow our invisible rulers to determine how much electricity we're using, when we're using it, what we are using in our house. Are we using our telephones? Are we using our computers? Are we using, certainly, the washing machine? Because all of these are going to have smart chips in them. Now, this is not accidental. It is part of the move towards the totally regulated society where no man will buy or sell, lest he wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. They're taking us into a cashless society. They're doing away with the source of electricity. They're actually closing down. They're actually tearing down dams all across America. Why? Because hydroelectric power is very, very cheap, and they don't want cheap electricity. They're tearing down certainly the nuclear power plants across America. We haven't built one here in America for 30 years. And they're not going to allow those to be built, and then those that are going to shut down many of them. Why is that? Well, they're talking about the danger of the spent fuel rods. Why don't we simply reprocess them like they do in Europe? Oh, we can't do that. There's a law against reprocessing the spent fuel rods in America. And over in Japan, and incidentally, our occupation troops are in Japan, about almost 30,000 of them, 67 years after the Second World War ended. Why are our troops over there? Why, so we can tell the Japanese what to do. We will not let them reprocess their nuclear fuel. Instead, we insist they keep their nuclear fuel on the third or fourth story of a building suspended in water close to a large city, so that if there was any sort of a catastrophe, why, would contaminate the area and kill a lot or injure a lot of people, or at least they'd be exposed to radiation. And they could use that as a justification to close down nuclear power. Then, of course, they want to stop us from generating electricity using fossil fuels. Why? Well, because after all, they produce carbon dioxide, and everybody knows carbon dioxide produces a global warming, and global warming is terrible. It grows more crops, the trees grow better, but they want us to believe that global warming is a terrible threat to the survival of mankind. But it's really all about cutting back on the utilization of electricity and deindustrializing our civilization. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. If you look at it logically, none of it makes sense. But if you understand there's an agenda behind it and behind that sinister dark forces, it all begins to make sense. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right, Dr. Stan. In fact, I know that people all recognize that our parks are closing nationwide, our roads are crumbling, we have vast home foreclosures, and that's continuing. We have absolute energy dominance occurring, massive, massive land theft. And I think everybody is well advised to go to stopthecrime.net and watch the movie Iron Mountain Report. Very critical. That will walk you through the agenda that we're talking about right now. But I want to tell you what we discovered when we were searching some information through the Carnegie Mellon Engineering Department in Pennsylvania. They talk about their vision and their mission statement, and they say that companies and institutions have a hidden secret. They are leading a revolution in our infrastructure. We want to help expose that secret to the world. Tomorrow's infrastructure will build traditional physical infrastructure, transportation, and transit systems, buildings, pipes, power grid, concrete, and steel, with cyber infrastructure, parentheses, meaning computers, networks, and sensors. They're going to have this in all our buildings, pipes, concrete, and steel, in ways, I'm continuing to read you their mission statement, in ways that are just emerging. We have a wealth of companies, universities, and institutions that are inventing many of these emerging technologies that will build and or rebuild the world's transportation, civil, manufacturing, and all other infrastructure. We will bring those organizations together to leverage and highlight this hidden secret to help make Pennsylvania a visible leader in this critical emerging technology. These technologies will also need a new generation of employees to design, operate, and maintain these new cyber physical infrastructure systems. And we will help be a leader in educating these workers to meet the demand. This is an important step towards exposing our hidden secret. Now, what we realize is that this is happening inside our country.
No, I'm sorry, Deborah. Were they talking about the hidden secret? At what point did you stop the quotation and then give your commentary?
I read you the whole
But did they talk
statement.
About the hidden secret, or was that your commentary?
No, that is there.
That was there, okay. So basically then they're
there.
Talking about
they
the hidden secret.
They say a
so
hidden secret.
All right, fine. I think that people can only understand what Deborah has read. My understanding that Andrew Carnegie and the Mellon family were deeply involved in the occult. Andrew Carnegie was deeply involved in spiritualism, as were the Mellons. And, of course, many of the richest people in the world are involved with these occult movements. And so, basically, here they've joined together, the Mellons and the Carnegies, and they have a secret, and they're going to transform society. Would that be a fair statement?
That's exactly right. And they've teamed up with different companies. There's a company called Bombardier that is known for building railway cars and airplanes. And it's called Bombardier, which in and of itself is a horrific name when you consider what that means, as well as then another segment of that company called the Bogey, which means, you know, a secret evil thing, Boogie. And then IBM is part of this, and they have a long list of partners that are teaming up to foist this hidden secret up on us. So what we're talking about is the fact that we are being taken down from the inside, just like the quote that JFK said when he said, "We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day.
It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Now, he said that about 2 weeks before his assassination. But I can only say to you that what we're saying, this scientific tyranny, this totalitarian takedown of the United States is horrific. This is hell. And they are driving us there, and most people don't even realize it. Tonight, well, actually, for the last week, Dr. Stan, we're an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge in the Sonoma County wine country. And we have been absolutely blitzed by the overhead weather modification or climate change program. We see the jets, the military jets, flying over us. They're not dumping their toxins. They're just flying over, but they're dumping them over the ocean. And then we wake up in the morning in pea soup of fog. And tonight we had an amazing, beautifully colored sky. Most people would stop and look in awe, but it was a chemical sky, a color of an orangey, creamy, bright, fluorescent color combination. Unbelievable. And they said on the weather report today that we would have thunderstorms. They are creating thunderstorms, which with what they're doing right now. And every time we hear the weather report that there are going to be thunder showers, we see the jets massively working on that. And then what do we have? Forest fires. We had a forest fire in Mendocino that was blazing, and then they held a inversion layer down tight to the earth, and it kept all of the smoke, and the whole area was just horrible. People were having trouble breathing. This was just last week. We are being hit from every possible, unimaginable way. And we recently also attended a vector control meeting with the concern of mosquitoes and the West Nile virus. And we were given a very detailed report on the mosquitoes here in Northern California and their concern for West Nile virus. The area of greatest concern where these mosquitoes breed are in the wet lands. Now, we are builders, property developers, and in many projects that we've looked at and or even have built, we have been required to build wetlands.
And I think that's what's so significant. They're required to maintain and build wetlands. They can't try to do away with wetlands. And yet, of course, then they say, well, the wetlands, of course, breed mosquitoes. That's why we've got to spray you with this toxic substances. They know that. Now, basically, DDT was the safest insecticide we ever had. The fellow designed it, got a Nobel Prize. When the Nobel Prize used to really mean something, what they did is they outlawed DDT with lies, and now they brought in terrible poisons.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess for this hour is Deborah Tavares, who certainly has a great deal of important information, talking about the dangers of the electronic wave structure that comes from the smart meters and from the smart appliances and from the smart grid that will be beaming into your home or is already beaming into your home. And maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe you're having aches and pains, or your mind isn't working as clearly as it was. Your intestine isn't working right. How much of this is certainly overexposure to electronic waves? You'd have no idea. And then, of course, Deborah was talking about the cell phones and the danger of cell phones. And a lot of people will just sort of sneer. Why cell phones? I mean, after all, I have my cell phones with me. There's no danger from a cell phone. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let me tell you, we've known there's danger from cell phones for a long period of time. Before the craze for cell phones went in, scientists working at the University of Washington, one of my friends graduated from there, scientists working at the University of Washington noted that cell phones increase the incidence of cancer and other diseases, and they were going to write an article on it, and they were contacted, and they were threatened. And they were told that if they dared to publish their scientific studies that showed the danger of cell phones, they would lose all of their federal grants for all the scientific studies, without which, of course, universities can't survive. And to their credit, the University of Washington not only went ahead and published the article, they actually put an article in their alumni bulletin telling about the threats and about the retaliation against them, because they told of the danger of cell phones. Now, Deborah's pointing out the danger of cell phone towers. Basically, we know, for instance, if you're a man and you wear a cell phone, you wear it around your waist, it'll knock down your sperm count to about 50%. They know this sort of thing. But they're not going to tell you why, because they want you, of course, to have less sperm, because it's all about population control. And getting cancer, you'll die off sooner. population control. Suddenly you get ill. Why, of course, and you can't function. You'll probably die much earlier. You won't be able to afford good medical care. And of course, great. We had too many people in the world. People say nobody could be this obtuse. This could not be true. If it were true, why Rush Limbaugh would tell us. And ladies and gentlemen, if Rush Limbaugh told you, he wouldn't be making $40 or $50 million a year doing his radio programs. He wouldn't have a radio program at all. This is what we're really up against. This is why we pay to get on telephone, so we can bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. And in the document that we have on StopTheCrime.net, the Grill Flame document that I spoke about, it talks about from 1965 to 1970 how DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Projects Research Agency, that 70-80% of their funding was provided by our military. And they set in operation a number of studies. One was called Pandora, to study the health and psychological effects of low-intensity microwaves, which were in regard to the so-called Moscow signal. And this project appeared to have been quite extensive and included, under U.S. naval funding, studies demonstrating how to induce heart seizures, create leaks in the blood-brain barrier, and production of auditory hallucinations.
And where were these microwaves coming from?
Well, this was the Moscow project, and it was coming, well, actually, there were a number
of these being sent from by the Russians into the America?
That was the Russians into the Americans.
Okay, the Russians were bombarding America with these microwaves. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been known for a long time. You're not going to be told this. But who is subsidizing the Russians? Why, we are. We've subsidized Russia since its inception. And when good old Gorbachev, good old multiple murderer Gorbachev, who started the Afghan War and killed a million people and certainly devised these little bombs. They look like toys. They dropped them certainly into Afghanistan for the kids, so they'd pick them up and it would blow off their hands and feet and blind them and make them deaf. This was Gorbachev, a war criminal. And when he got to certainly lost his position in Russia, what happened? Why, we brought him to America. We gave him offices in the Presidio. We helped him set up a State of the World Forum. When he put on his programs, all of the leaders of America went to honor this mass murderer. Well, of course, it's simply a revelation that we financed the Russians who are beaming the microwave in, to has a profound impact on the minds of the American people and on our bodies, on our health. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan, and Deborah's simply saying that it's not simply the cell phones. The cell phones, of course, are dangerous for you. They produce brain cancer. They produce other types of cancer. They actually produce a decrease in the sperm count. But don't take anything that I say first. Certain, go up on the internet, Google in cell phones, a little decreased sperm count, or cell phones produce brain cancer, and you'll find out that this is absolutely true. Then the other thing Deborah points out is that the cell phone towers are producing radiation that is impacting on you, and suddenly you're very close to them. You're going to have all sorts of problems, and you're suddenly being microwaved. This is what they're doing. And then, of course, the cell phones are very useful. They can track exactly where you are. It doesn't matter whether your cell phone's off or on. They know exactly where you are. In fact, many of our cell phones have had software installed in them when they were first built, or simply beamed into them with a telephone call you got. And now that program in your cell phone will allow them to listen to your conversation even when the cell phone is turned off.
Well, that's true. In fact, I also understand that they can increase what they pump into a cell phone, and that a couple of people have had heart attacks via their cell phone.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. It's really very real. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you can say, well, I don't really believe this sort of thing could go on. Well, I would certainly hope that you would get some of our material. I think my talk on population control, the covert agenda, lays it out very well and takes you into the secret societies and their secret monuments. And it will actually show you the monument put up by a secret society that calls for the elimination of over 90% of the population, of the current population of the world. I'm not joking. My talk on population control, the covert agenda, which you're never going to hear about through the regular channels. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Deborah, you go right ahead.
In the grill flame that I'm referring to that we have on StopTheCrime.net, with many other good links and information there as well, in this particular document, they question the long-term effects of being able to maintain our democracy with the level of technology that they now are capable of. They talk about the fact that this technology, with the biological effects on our bodies, will be the greatest humanitarian concern ever, because what they can also do, surprisingly enough to many people, is we have, our government has electronic devices that can implant thoughts in people. There are many people that are targeted now with frequencies. They can also mind control. They're talking about, implementing some of this technology in the bus areas in San Francisco, where they can actually predetermine by someone's appearance and facial expressions, and they call it pre-crime, and being able to rush in with the police and stop crimes before it happens because they can read thoughts. And if this sounds sci-fi to you, it did to all of us as well, but when you read the government documents, the military documents, it is true. It is real. And when we went back to Washington, D.C. to verify a resolution that we had that basically said that from 1977 to 1988, the Department of Defense was able to conduct chemical and biological experiments on the American civilian population without their knowledge or consent, we were horrified. And when we went to the Records Department and asked to see those documents, they presented them to us. They were about 2 inches thick. But, as I said, it went from 1977 to 1988. We then asked, well, what replaced that? Because they're dumping toxins on us every day all over the nation, all over the world, killing the trees, creating heavy metals in our water supply, increasing all types of diseases and illnesses in people, increasing the birth rate of autism, et cetera, et cetera. What we found replaced that was the genocide treaty. And that is up on our site as well on stopthecrime.net. And what the genocide treaty means is that another country can come in and kill an opposing country's people, massively kill them. It makes it illegal for a country's own government to kill its people. Now, we have the National Defense Authorization Act. We're hearing every day about increased police presence here in the United States. We're hearing the fact that we have FEMA camps. We're hearing how they're going to round up dissidents and people that believe in the Constitution and Tea Party people. We hear this every single day. We also hear about the buildup of foreign troops within our nation, Russian and Chinese troops, and Chinese troops being south of the border in large numbers. This is real. And the genocide treaty then is what is allowing our government to, our government, which is a joke. Of course, we know that our government is now taken over by the United Nations based on what Congressman Sessions was told by Panetta here a number of months ago. But having said that, we know that they're going to stand down, and we know that foreign troops will, under the genocide treaty, have the authority, the legal authority, to come in to the United States of America. And people are going, oh, this could never happen. Well, just take a look. Look around. Find out if your city has signed on to ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I. That stands for International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. This is an arm of the United Nations. All of our utility companies have partnered with ICLEI. You can go online. You can look at ICLEI.org. You can then type in your utility company, and you will find they've partnered with ICLEI. Here in California, PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric have partnered with ICLEI.
And let me just comment, we do have an excellent DVD put out by our good friend Michael Shaw. It's called Agenda 21, but it goes deeply into this whole background of ICLEI. It's an hour and a half DVD. We've recommended to you. Called Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on Nickley. You need to find out about this subversive movement that involves almost over 600 municipalities in the United States. It may very well, if it doesn't involve your community directly, it may very well involve it indirectly.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan. And then what we've also found out that is even more distressing on whether or not your city has signed on to ICLEI does not matter now. And what I mean by that is we have discovered that by executive order, and this must be done by the fall of this year, the fall of 2012, by executive order, the cities are required nationwide to implement what is called a climate action plan. So you can call your city and you can ask them if they have implemented the climate action plan. And it is essentially exactly what ICLEI is requiring. It's requiring reduction of greenhouse gas to reduce climate change and global warming. It is all, everything that we're talking about tonight is being put forth on the false lies of global warming to take over absolute dominance over your life. This is full spectrum dominance of everything we've known. And I can't state it any more than that. Full spectrum takeover. They're going to charge us for the air we breathe and tax us for our exhales. In California, we have cap and trade. I am not kidding. We are being taken over from the inside, plotted carefully. It's in all of our universities. Many of our universities are funded by the military and are doing military work. And the scientific programs that are now worldwide, they're beckoning in young people that are now going to have to push these horrific totalitarian buttons on all of us that are going to increase radiation. They want a 95% depopulation. And with technology, now they are on a fast skid down a slippery slope to do this to all of us. We see it every day in the skies overhead. We have sore throats. Many people have rashes from just what they're doing overhead, all the toxins. In fact, we have a new YouTube up on ToxicSky.org called Genocide in the Sky. It is unbelievable what they are doing to us.
Well, I think it's so difficult for people to understand that these things are really going on, but of course we point out that they actually know exactly what they're doing. They're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning our children. But few people care. They're poisoning the forest, they're poisoning the trees, they even have insecticides that poison the bees. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the air and the water and the food. And the average person says that could not be true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is true. And basically, of course, if you suddenly learn to read the labels on your foods, you'll find out that there are all sorts of additives to your food that are frankly poisonous, that are carcinogenic. Why do you think the incidence of cancer is going up? Why do you think that there's so many people with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and Lyme disease and Gulf War illness, and there's so many people with these all sorts of new and strange diseases, and the doctors seem to be totally incapable of dealing with them because they're poisoning the population, not only here but throughout the world. And basically, of course, certainly the population is still growing. It will grow for another probably 30 or 40 years. And then it will stop, and it will begin to fall. And once it starts falling, well, there'll be no stopping it. If you've never seen the monument in Elberton, Georgia, that calls for the maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That's what it says. Maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. The monument is put up by a secret society. and it was actually financed by a man named R.C. Christian, but that wasn't his real name. The last thing they want is you to know that there really is a plan to kill off most of humanity. And basically it's being funded by some of the major foundations like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Carnegie Foundation. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you in the audience to know. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How many of you out in the audience have a relative or a friend who has chronic fatigue, chronic fibromyalgia, just can't seem to accomplish anything because they're tired all of the time? Ladies and gentlemen, this is part and process of this. These new diseases, they've inflicted on the American people so that when push comes to shove, there'll be nobody who will be able to stand and fight the wicked people as they impose their dictatorship.
That's exactly right. The levels of toxins that they put in advance of the army in Germany with the towns and villages, they put fluoride in the water supply so those people would be less aggressive. They want to put fluoride in the water supply here in Sonoma County. Our board of supervisors voted 100% to add it. They haven't yet because they have not had the money. But it's not because they recognize it's a poison. They're adding it to everything, fluoride everywhere. Now they've got it in water for children. And that's just one of the many toxins to make us docile so that they'll take away our fight. We will not be able to resist. And I can tell you, everybody that's listening, turn off your television set. Don't even waste a minute unless you're watching DVDs that tell you what's happening, because everything that we're seeing is to keep us like sheep so that we won't know really what's happening. And I hear you say, Dr. Stan, I know people have a hard time believing it. They're the ones that are living in the illusion. We are living in the reality. We are in a matrix, and it has been designed that way. We have been misinformed. We have been lied to. We have been betrayed. And now, as it says in one of the quotes in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars, it says basically that war is a balancing system to kill off the true creditors, the public, which has given exchange, which the controlling elite have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency. Now they're killing us off because they've robbed us with these bailouts. They've stolen money. They've been stealing properties with these foreclosures. When you watch the Iron Mountain Report, you will see that they are after our property. They want no private ownership of property. Even the Indian reservation, they are poisoning the Indians so that they can take the tribal lands away. They have been vaccinating the Indians, and of course with these horrible chemicals that they're flying over daily over all of the United States, it's poisoning everything. Everything. And of course many of the reservations they've now found are on top of rich reserves. And now they want the Indians off so that they can go in and exploit the reserves, but not for us. They're telling us there's nothing left. We have to have wind power and solar power, which of course is going to be determined by their weather modification program. They control the wind. They control the sun. And whether we have access to sun by putting up the plasma that NASA documents show worldwide, we have a 20% global dimming, which leads to deficiencies of vitamin D, rickets in children, bone loss. We lose 8.5 to 9 years of our life just on that alone.
Well, I think we got a real problem, Deborah, and we're trying to get the people to really realize this. Deborah, how can people get your website?
They can go to stopthecrime.net, toxicsci.org, or refusesmartmeter.com. www.thefreestriveforfoods.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
My guest has been Deborah Tavares. Fascinating information. You'll certainly may want to get a copy of this tape. Otherwise, you can hear it on the internet at radioliberty.com, where it'll be filed for the next 6 weeks, and you have our permission to pull it down and circulate it. Deborah, God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless and good night. And, of course, that was Deborah Tavares. She's doing a great job on the front lines trying to get the information out. Ladies and gentlemen, the cell phones and the cell phone towers are poisoning us. Certainly the smart meters, many people will have reactions to them. Other people will have reactions, but they're not aware of it. They're very subtle. But basically, they are poisoning the air, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the vaccines, they're poisoning the medications you take by adding aspartame and other things to them. Aspartame, according to Betty Martinez, is at present in 50 to 60,000 different products available in America. Anyway, you need to get the information out, and you need to help us. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, you need to get it. You need to hear my talk, certainly on the desperate deception. The desperate perception is my interview with Norman Dodd, who is director of research for the Rees Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations. Over 50 years ago, let's see, they investigated them 1952, 1953. That is 60 years ago. But you'll be fascinated by our interview with Norman Dodd. And then, of course, you'll want to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. because there really is a covert agenda behind population control. We have a new talk. It's a DVD called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the last thing they want you to know is the truth about what's going on today. And the fact that behind every thing going on are powerful spiritual forces. Why do you think that the invisible government that controls America wants to unite the world under our control and then, of course, turn the world over to a ruling oligarchy and then eventually to a one man in charge? Because, of course, that one man in charge will be the Antichrist. Because these people, at least at the very top, know exactly what they're doing, because this whole movement is Luciferian. And when you understand that, it all makes sense, and nobody's going to tell you that. Certainly, if you are a minister and you get up and tell the people the truth, you'll be asked to leave your church. We just got a notice today from one of our listeners, a minister, and he has been asked to leave his church. Why? Why the board of his directors of the church just said they didn't like what he was teaching. What was he teaching? He was teaching the truth, ladies and gentlemen, about the spiritual battle that's going on today. And believe me, if you are a minister and you're telling the people the truth, they will plant people in your church to get you out. And suddenly this happens over and over again. If you're a minister and you tell the truth, of course, you're in real trouble. Now, of course, we are able to tell the truth because, first of all, we pay for our time on our telephones, on our radio stations and shortwave and satellite all across America. But even more than that, I do believe that God wants us doing what we're doing, because I've had so many of the people that we've interviewed who've died very mysterious deaths. I know other people who do what I'm doing. Suddenly, who actually, like William Cooper, they wrote the book Behold a Pale Horse. And, of course, William Cooper suddenly talked extensively about what happened to Tim McVeigh. He was actually the man who was accused of being responsible for the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, they sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. And this is not imaginary, it's real. You can go up and read what happened to William Cooper. Supposedly he was involved in a shootout with a SWAT team, and all shucks, they just happened to kill him. Well, this is the sort of thing that happens. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Pastor Noah Hutchings and certainly Chuck Chris Meyer and Butch Paul, Joyce Riley, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Radio show. Well, you're home again. It's time to talk the truth. As much as we can find it. As much as we can research what's really going on, as opposed to what they want to think